Prepare now. That's the advice from RACQ Insurance after bushfires this week and a storm that could be severe forecast for the Sunshine Coast this afternoon. Over the past year, RACQ received 907 home and motor claims for flood, hail and storm damage across the Sunshine Coast, most of them coming from the postcodes 4551, 4556 and 4560. Chief Executive of Insurance Trent Sayers says there's a lot of work you need to do to prepare your home, so start today.
The most common things we see people do are moving vehicles to safe areas and making sure they're getting loose items out of the backyard. That's good, but there is a lot more people can do, and that's making sure you check the condition of your roof to ensure it's watertight. Leaves in gutters, making sure gutters are clear. Overhanging trees are really critical to make sure you remove that potential risk. So simple things you can do to get a clean-up done well in advance of the need to do it.
A Sunshine Coast man is considering a trip to Thailand for emergency eye surgery, fearing he could be blind by the time he gets surgery at school. The Courier-Mail reports retired builder Bill Glass needs cataract surgery. His optometrist referred him to SCU for surgery within 90 days, 12 months ago, and he still hasn't had a single appointment. Member for Budrum Brent Mickleberg asked the Health Minister in State Parliament yesterday if the 71-year-old needed to go blind before something was done. Health Minister Shannon Fentiman telling Parliament Sunshine Coast Hospital and Health Service, like the rest of the country, has a shortage of ophthalmologists and is doing everything they can to recruit for positions. And shark nets are being removed from all Sunshine Coast beaches today ahead of forecast high winds and rough seas. The local fisheries contractor will today begin removing nets from Rainbow Beach south to Caloundra, though drum lines will continue to be baited and the department will monitor the situation. Nets are removed during severe weather to prevent them from dislodging and endangering swimmers and other water users.